Right. Hang on. Okay, well, if everybody's ready, then we'll just go ahead and call the meeting to order. This is the Utah State Building Ownership Authority meeting on May 3rd. What day of the week it is? 9 o'clock. First order of business is to approve the minutes of the prior meeting, which was February 27th, 2020. I will accept a motion for discussion. Treasurer Oaks.
I'll second that.
Okay. And seconded by Mr. Burgess. Discussion to the motion to approve the minutes. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. All right. Now, item number two up for discussion is a resolution of the Utah State Building Ownership Authority authorizing the issuance and sale of the authority's lease revenue bonds. And I will turn the time to Treasurer Oaks, I guess.
And I will turn the time to Jonathan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is SBOI meeting take two. This resolution is one of the critical steps in our bond issuance process. It authorizes us to sell the bonds within certain parameters that was described last time by Randy, not to exceed $49 million, 21 years, net effective interest rate, not to exceed 6%, including any variable rates, and a discount from par of 2%, which is all found in Section 1 of the resolution. With this authorization, we also delegate authority to the Treasurer's Office to finalize terms and conditions within those parameters. Right now, we're expecting 20-year term. We're expecting $45-ish million for the projects authorized by the legislature in code, and that will get us where we need to go. We have rating presentations scheduled. We're expecting to sell the bonds competitively, giving underwriters from all across the country the chance to bid and buy these bonds. If they bid and buy it, the lowest combination of fees and rates, they win, and we move on. That's our plan. I don't have to address any questions.
Any questions from board members or other members, other individuals here?
Any other public? Joe raised it.
Joe, did you have a question?
No, I just said I have none.
Okay.
No questions.
Okay.
Well, I was just going to say, perhaps, Jonathan, for the Lieutenant Governor's benefit, you could describe the difference between a negotiated sale and a competitive sale. What were the factors in us deciding to run this as a competitive sale?
Okay. Yeah, when you're selling bonds, we've got $45 million or so of bonds, and in a competitive sale, we ask those underwriters nationwide to bid, as I indicated. The bids are all very date certain and time certain. So when we will notice and produce an official notice of sale, which tells them, here are your bidding parameters and conditions. You have to give us this. You have to do this. You can't do it this way, etc. So they're all bidding on an equal playing field. When we negotiate, we hire an underwriter from somewhere across the country in advance of the actual sale date. We usually would go through an RFP process, solicit proposals, read through those, evaluate what provides the best alternative for us, and we pick that underwriter or a team of underwriters. We call it a syndicate, and that team will then help sell the bonds to investors. When we're talking about crazy volatile markets, when we're talking about large par amounts of bonds, when we're talking about new bonds that are not typically sold in the market, meaning the security type is unique, then we would look to negotiate a transaction. Those are typical stories. Or if the ratings are poor, or there's a dramatic shift in the process, something unique, we'd look to choose a negotiated underwriter and help have them help us up front negotiate the markets and investor base. And in a transaction like this, where the SBOA has been doing these types of bonds since 1994, at least the last master lease and indenture that we're issuing under started then, and probably were doing that much earlier, this isn't a new security type. The $45 million is very easy for investors to digest, so we can do a competitive sale, and of course the ratings anticipated here are going to be very strong. It's a notch down from the state's GO rating, which is AAA. These would be AA plus or the equivalent. So very high grade rating, manageable par amount. The markets are up and down. They're volatile. And that's again a discussion point and maybe a reason to consider a negotiated sale, but everything else on sort of the list of reasons for negotiated sale is very in line with why we do a competitive sale rather than a negotiated. So that's why we're pursuing that competitive sale process or methodology.
And just so that I'm clear, is part of our discussion, I remember talking about it last week, but if we don't have any buyers on a competitive sale, that there's already authorization built in to go to this negotiated. We don't have to meet again. The treasurer has the ability to do what's necessary to negotiate.
Okay. Yeah, that's if we don't get any bidders, then we can say, great, we'll hire a negotiated underwriter, and we have that process.
And that's part of the
resolution. Okay. Yeah.
Or even if you receive bids that you weren't satisfied by, you would be required to either.
Where that flexibility is built in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could I just add, though, that in this market, we really would not prefer to have to wait and go to market in another couple of months because rates are moving higher, and so we probably would not be better off. So there's probably not a very good scenario where we don't like the bids, but we think that we would do better in a month or two, right?
So we talked about that too.
We're kind of locked into this. But okay. Is somebody going to explain the super parameters resolution and then kind of discuss how that deviates from kind of previous structures? I think that would be helpful too.
Yeah. You okay if I do that? Randy Larson with Gilmore and Bell. Because of the volatility in the market, we are deviating from standard course in the sense that we are delegating authority. So long as the state treasurer and or his deputy act within the parameters we've set, then within the par amounts and the interest rate and term that Jonathan described, then there will be no further action by the board anticipated. The reason being that would allow you to both sell and accept an offer on the same day rather than trying to time a board meeting given the troughs and valleys we're seeing in the market. So we have created what we call a defined designated officer, treasurer and deputy. And in addition, to just refresh for benefit of the public or others on the recorded meeting later, that designated officer gets to set the terms of the bonds within those parameters, also select the project or projects. It is limited to the universe of authorized legislative projects as of this date. Couldn't be considered for something that comes later. We've highlighted the four liquor stores, but there are a couple other projects that also may be included if it became prudent. But it does not allow the par amount to go above the $49 million maximum par amount. So that's the distinction from a prior practice in this resolution.
Great. Any other discussion or questions?
No, looks good.
Okay. Then I will accept a motion to approve this resolution.
We'll make that motion.
I move that we approve that resolution as been explained to us.
And I will second that.
Okay, motion was made by Mr. Burgess. Treasurer Oakes seconded the motion. Now, discussion to the motion. Seeing no discussion, I will place the motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion passes unanimously. That concludes our business, I believe, right? Looking at the agenda, we don't have any other business. And
I would just like to thank everybody. It's been nice to get to know everyone. This is obviously my last meeting, so thanks for the opportunity I've had to serve on this board and to work with all of you.
You beat me to the punch, Joe. That was going to be my concluding comment, was to thank you for your service on this board and acknowledge that this was your last time. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Really appreciate it.
It's been nice. Thank you.
I will entertain a final motion.
I will motion to adjourn.
Motion is to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion passes and we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right.